MJ. Let's go, Mets.
Indeed, indeed.
Wow. Pardiac was in before I got back to the screen. Quickly nice. Followed by Sartai.
No, I thought it was going to be quickly followed by Pardiac.
Even quicker. So I guess before we get started with the show, have either of you started watching Penguin?
Yes.
I haven't. I feel like I should. Is that what you're about to say?
That is exactly what I'm about to say. I'm not a big Colin Farrell fan, but oh my. I barely recognize that that is Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
And the story is good. It's just.
Do I need to watch the movie where he showed up before I watch this?
I didn't rewatch it. I did watch the movie.
You have not seen it at all?
No.
I would watch the movie.
Okay. That's the Robert Pattinson one?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The Batman.
Watch Robert Pattinson. Which is a good movie. Batman.
This thing's editing.
Because unlike Ray, I am a huge Colin Farrell fan.
Right. And he's really
even
good.
His mediocre stuff draws me in. He's good in this.
Yeah.
He was. Now, again, obviously there's a cloud hanging over the whole season, but he was dynamite in True Detective.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He was really what kept me compelled.
He was one of the best parts. And
he's got so much makeup and stuff on in this one, you don't even know it's him.
Nice.
Well, and his voice is different, the way he moves, like everything is different. So I should change. I didn't used to be a big Colin Farrell fan. But the last few things he's done have been really good, and this Penguin is one of them. Anyway, I figured I'd get that out, you know, since it's a Marvel podcast. I'd mention that before.
Mention that before pre-show.
Hey, and you know, all these celebrities died this week.
Yeah.
Man.
It's been, but they've been like lower tier.
I don't know that Pete Rose is lower tier.
Pete Rose is lower tier.
Man. All-time hit leader.
Charlie Hustle is a D-level celebrity. He could be a C-level celebrity. And at this point in time, even though he was excellent in The Beastmaster, John Amos has not worked recently.
That is true.
And who else died? Oh.
Dikembe Mutombo died.
Dikembe Mutombo did die. That was sad. That last time I saw him, he did that great Geico commercial.
No. Not in my house.
Not in my house.
That's a classic.
That's such a good commercial. Yeah, he died. One half of the American Pickers died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Prondiac gets slapped around for saying some Harry Potter lady.
Oh, yeah. Maggie Smith
is much more than some Harry Potter lady.
Yeah, she was reasonable. I forgot about her. I can't believe the most notable celebrity on the list. I'd completely forgotten about. Must have been almost like 3 days ago. That's why.
Lots happened since then.
Can't keep things in my mind for that long. Nothing. I've been on cruise control for the last 6 weeks. Ah! Now I'm okay. Puzzle Quest.
You know, she was a famous actress way before she was on Harry Potter.
Oh, for sure. She was in Clash of the Titans. That was her best role.
Oh, God, I love that movie so much.
Me too.
Her first recorded role was in 1955.
There you go.
Nice.
Ian loves her on the Downton Abbey. She's real good there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I completely forgot. She was in Murder by Death.
Not the best title I've ever heard, but...
That was a fantastic movie.
MDK, A Murder Death Kill.
And by that, I mean, that was a really bad movie that I enjoy thoroughly.
Yeah.
All right, let's move this show forward.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I might be ready.
All right. Let's see.
Pop, game, character. Yeah, do it.
I'm hosting the game thing, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 437th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. It is now October.
Yeah.
The month's so nice, the name has an 8 in it, but we give it a 10. I'm Craig. I got with me... That was funny, sorry. I got Ray, I got Ian. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I'm also well, thank you.
We're covering the week of 10-2 through 10-9. And your 7-day 4-star Craig! This week you had Big Pun versus Carol. Did you shoot Carol with a bunch of guns?
I believe I did. I don't think I did. Like, I wanted to, but I just ended up doing blue enough times that I won.
Yeah, same.
That's funny.
I could only get blue. Yeah.
Yep.
I attack him with a knife a bunch of times. I'm like, I don't know how this is hurting Carol, but I don't know. It seems to work.
Yep.
And then we got next week. It looks to be Echo versus Ronin. Echo versus Ronin. Echo versus.
I don't know what my Echo situation is.
544 level 70.
Oh, wow. I didn't know I fully covered her. Fully covered. Well, then I think I'll be okay.
You might have to level her, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I can throw some ISO at her. That's no big deal. Craig and I having identical builds. Now, that's a big deal. That means that's the right build.
I have the exact opposite build.
No, that red is where it's at. That's your damage power.
Sure. I'm not going to argue. apparently Blue Wolf, it says that Pun also fights X-23 this week.
Oh, I forgot.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it wasn't on the infographic, and I didn't. But it was the same thing for me.
Yeah.
I think I got to use my powers against her, but
I'm clicking on the wrong thing. In Storyland right now, the hunt is what's going down. You'll get Sleeves, Kingpin, some Chasm there. Placement is Rocket and or Groot and some Kane. Kane. Always makes me think of wrestling when I see Kane. Ian, have you watched that Mr. McMahon show on the Netflix yet?
I have not. Is it for watching?
It's not bad.
All right.
A lot of it is McMahon sitting in a chair trying to pretend that he's not a really horrible person. So that's kind of funny. In the power, wheels season, that's still going. Right now, Kang Fu is running. That'll get you Kang. Penny Parker, placement is Polaris, and some Onslaught. And the class of 2023 is still running. Jeffrey, Penny Parker in there as well. The Black King and Weapon X. All right, so we got some stuff in the news. Let's start with the newest character. How about that?
Again?
We have a two-star, the disembodied head of Deadpool, called Headpool the Unhead. See what they did there?
I get it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The black ability, So Hungry, passive. When Headpool deals match damage, heal 100% of the damage done and gain 19% bonus match damage. As you go up in level, at level 5, you're healing for 200% of your damage dealt and gaining 30% bonus match damage. So he's going to heal a bunch. That's good.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not burst. It's like healing, right? Yeah.
Well, it should be.
Yes.
I was just saying, it should be. It should be true healing.
Yeah. Purple power called Bone Sweeper. Passive. At the start of your turn, Headpool makes a enemy red trap tile that deals damage when Headpool's team causes it to leave the board, but does nothing if the enemy gets rid of it. Going up in level just increases the damage. That's interesting new terminology there. It says leaves the board. Normally it says if it's matched away or destroyed. So I'm not sure why they would say leaves the board covers both those things.
Well, and there are other powers that like overwrite.
Sure. I didn't think about the overwrites. Let's see. The red power called Quick Bite. This is cost 6 red, and this is Ian's power. It does damage.
Nice.
What do you got? This says, even though it's not in the game yet, this is Hearts of Darkness is going to start tomorrow. I hate it when they don't have it in the game. And a 2-star Headpool covers in low tier rewards and their event store tokens in placement. He is in the Meat Rocket and Groot that'll start on the 7th. For the same there. Versus, he is in the class of 2024 that'll be starting up also on the 3rd. And his PvP appears to be called Floating Around, running from the 6th through the 9th. Covers in low tier rewards, event store tokens in progression. And placement. There's the Headpool and Foes Vault. Starting in the 3rd, going to the 7th, 80 items. 3 4-stars, one of which is a 4-star Ascended Headpool. So you can get them straight to the 4-star version right away. And a Uncanny Deadpool in there as well. The Unhead Legendary Store, running the 3rd through the 17th. 25% chance to get 2-star Headpool, 3-star, it's me, Deadpool, 3-star Patch, 3-star Blade, 25% Gambit, 3-star Magneto, 4-star Deadpool, 4-star Juggernaut, 4-star Professor X, 4-star Wolverine, 4-star Blade. 40%, what's it say here? 40% chance to get 3-star characters, 25% chance for 4-star characters, 10% chance for 5-star characters, even though there are no 5-star characters in that list.
That's what I was wondering as well.
That's a very confusing way they worded that. When it starts out at 25% to get these, and it doesn't mention 2 stars in the bottom part, but it mentions 5 stars, which there are none of in that list. All right, then. Very interesting. What else we had? Hey, it's anniversary time.
Wait.
It's like Howdy Doody time, but... let me pull this up here. We got a list of things. Uh-oh. Did I lose it? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost my webpage.
Doomed.
No. Do you need a link?
I thought I put it in the... There we go. All right. Anniversary celebration is all about zombies this year. It says that the Quandary, which was an event last year that lots of people did not like. But it's...
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I had to ask people what it was because I had forgotten. But apparently this was the one where you just had to match a whole pile of colors and hope you just matched all the correct colors.
Right.
Right. There was some sort of pattern that you had to memorize. Yeah. And...
Or I just matched them blindly and hoped I won.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this says Quandary makes a return, but says that an all-new PvE story event.
Oh.
Test yourself every week as waves of zombies will get progressively more difficult, but rewards will make your efforts worthwhile. Also be on the lookout for Quandary's Puzzle Ops event and daily Quandary event quests. So that's all coming at you.
Okay.
Sweet.
There is a all-new limited time anniversary pass to reward players for joining in the celebrations by defeating enemy quests and zombie menace invading MPQ. Earn season XP to climb the ranks of this new feature to earn covers, costumes, and more. There's a community challenge for zombie slaying.
Which Blue Wolf just posted a brandy new link with more information.
Oh, that just came out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it just came out.
This says, band together in a zombie slayer community challenge, including a 3-star Infinity Stone support, ascended covers, and the unlock of a brand new Raise from the Dead rebalance survey.
You unlock a survey? Sure. Okay.
I'm also trying to wrap my head around that, but...
I don't know. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Right on.
What is this new link here? Shame you showed me here. Let's see.
You have to earn 200 million zombie slayer points. I wonder what that
is. Well, it seems like a lot. Let's see. Community challenge. Win any battle against a zombie team. 1 point per featured cover swap. 1 point per zombie minion. Earn bonus progress when defeating or playing with Doctor Strange, Headpool, or Spider-Man zombie. Is a zombie Spider-Man?
Not that I'm aware of.
5 points per zombie hero defeated. Earn bonus progress when using Marvel Puzzle Quest Originals, Devpool, Spirit of Vengeance, Hitmonkey, Jeffrey, Omega Red, Peggy Carter, Vulture, Armor Wars, or Samurai Dokken. 1 point per battle using an original. Earn bonus progress when using a member of the Midnight Suns. Agatha Harkness Coven, Blade, Elsa Bloodstone, Johnny Blaze, The Hunter, Magic, if we have the Midnight Suns costume, and Morbius. 1 point per battle using a Midnight Sun.
Blue Wolf says that the Spider-Man zombie costume is coming
out. All right.
We need to look at the MPQ calendar, apparently, to see when that's coming out. I don't have that up currently, but...
I do. Well, it looks like the Doctor Strange zombie costume comes out on the 4th. The Spider-Man costume is on the 14th. And then it clearly tells me that on the 17th, it tells me who the new character is, even though I haven't read any the clue yet. Because it's right on the calendar. So we'll read any the clue and see if he guesses.
Okay.
But in the community rewards, so there's a tier at 30 million, 60 million, 90, 130, and then 200. It looks like you need to get to 200 million points to get that Space Stone support. Hopefully people get there. I could use a Space Stone. That sounds fun. There's a Zombie Slayer leaderboard with 10 weekly winners. I don't have to worry about that. Let's see, the reward schedule. Week 1, which starts tomorrow. 5-star Back in Black and Ascended Scarlet Witch for the winners. Week 2 is a 5-star Silver Surfer and Ascended Richard Rider Nova. Week 3, 5-star Elektra and Ascended The Hood. Week 4, Phoenix and Ascended Deadpool. It's me, Deadpool. And a whole slew of featured comic book cover swaps. There are way too many to mention, but look for all the new covers, apparently, that'll be on all your favorite characters. So before we ruin that, let me get to the giving Ian the clue here. All right, the clue for the next one, Ian.
Yep.
If you're sitting down.
I am.
Read the contract.
Well, I'm old, so let me squint. that thumbnail's small enough that I can't quite see. So I assume it's either... Is it Reed like in Reed Richards?
No.
Or is that not Surtur, but in fact Mephisto?
It is in fact Mephisto.
Boo! He's not a playable character, he is a boss.
Yeah. Well, apparently...
He is a Dormammu-level character and a Galactus-level character. Shame.
Yeah, apparently you could even get him as a 3-star or a 5-star. And he's got a costume coming out on the 21st, too, so... He's brand new and gets a costume.
Sweet.
I do like the looks of the Ghost Rider costume on the 28th, if you can see that on that graphic. I guess it's a really small for you, but it looks kind of sweet.
Oh, that's Ghost Rider. I didn't even recognize. Okay.
So lots of horror, zombie, supernatural things coming at you for the sweet anniversary here in October.
But the Quandary event, they say they're changing it?
It says all new PvE event.
Okay. I mean, good.
Man, we could be so lucky. It could be a David S. Pumpkins event.
Yeah.
That's what I got for the news.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you have anything in the news? I don't think anything exciting happened in town this week. Jelly Roll's here.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean Jelly Roll is here? Not that I care in any way, but...
All right.
No, I'm newsless. Sorry.
All right, let's move on then, if you're ready for...
I got distracted by the idea of David Pumpkins, and then I was thinking about that sketch with Chance the Rapper, where everybody's popping up in the graveyard, then they start singing about how they died. When they get to him, he was like, and pass.
Let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Ooh.
Herbert solves the genetics problem.
All right. Let's talk about the Tauly of evolutionaries, the high evolutionary.
Ah, oh, poor Tau.
You wanna get high?
Hey, evolutionary, you wanna get high? Oh, you're the worst 3-star ever. But maybe not. Let's learn about High Evolutionary Classic Edition 3-star character. Iteration, 8 blue AP. High Evolutionary deals 108 damage plus 36 damage per research counter, maximum 10. At 6 plus counters, also create a 2-turn countdown tile that reduces the target's ability ranks by 1 while on the board, max 1 per enemy. Passive, when an enemy makes a match or fires a power, add a research counter and gain plus 1 AP in the target's strongest color. This scales up to 222 damage plus 111 per counter. Counter max is increased to 15. And the passive situation, so we're looking at 629 damage and then 315 damage. Well, let's see. The missing link, 6 yellow AP. Choose an ally. Increase their max health by 7.3% and their ability and match damage by 10%. Up to high evolutionaries. Wait, did I not read that? Their ability and match damage by 10% up to high evolutionaries' max health and strongest base match damage if a teammate is chosen. I'm not going to read that a third time. I'm just going to hope that everybody understood it better than I did.
Probably not.
At the start of the battle, if High Evolutionary is not the highest level character, he receives up to 50% bonus max health and 10% bonus ability and base match damage based on the difference in levels up to 370. This passive cannot be disabled by stuns. At level 5, that is doing... increase target's max health by 20%, ability and match damage by 20%, increase High Evolutionary's max health by 140%, ability and match damage by 25%. That was a mouthful and a mathful. Fractions of a percent. Let's go to Unnatural Selection and see what 7 black AP will get you these days. High Evolutionary deals 7% of the target's health as permanent damage and reduces their match damage by 10%, maximum 30% reduction. Then, if his maximum health is greater than the target's, he deals additional damage equal to the difference, up to 5% of his max health. And this scales up to deals 15% permanent damage, reduces match damage by 60%, and deals up to 20% damage. Man, I mean, that was just, I get it. It's very high evolutionary, but that was hard to explain and harder to understand. I am going to assume... I'm not going to assume anything. I don't know that I know a lot about how to use this guy or how to make... I feel like you got to take blue up to 5, because the increase to 15 counters, which moves all those percentages up and damage, and that seems important. That middle one made me sad. 5-3-5?
That's what I got.
Yes!
5-3-5 is the second best build.
Ooh!
Actually, 3-5-5. The blue is at 3, according to most people.
Good. Boo for the blue. That one stunk anyway. The other one, all the other ones had confusing percentages.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Based on percentages, I mean, that means that if you are boosting like a 5-star, you get a percentage of that, so it makes it even more powerful. However, Aestheticist makes a interesting statement saying, always choose high evolutionary. Choosing an ally is stupid. I'm not sure about that when it comes to Shang-Chi. Like, what if you're increasing Shang-Chi's match damage by 60% or 100% or 140%? That seems like he could get powerful. I've never used him, so I don't know. But just thought I'd throw that out there. But anyway, 3-5-5 is what the internet usually does.
Nice. Great. Well, that's classic high evolutionary. And that's what Sunny and Zand are.
All right, let's... Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Not much. However, we did get a couple comments. First, over on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, Stinkpalm said, Milestone goals segment instantly put my mind on Corbin Dallas staring down at a daily 4-pack of cigarettes. To quit is my goal. All right.
Sorry, that was a really solid reference.
Yeah, I did like the reference. Regarding board games, anyone have unopened, highly interesting games but struggle with getting people together? Just me? Dorf Romantic looks amazing. It is unopened. I've never heard of that game before, but...
Is it like Dorf on Golf? But
I don't think...
That's what I thought,
too. It's not what it looked like. I Googled it real quick, and it didn't immediately show me an image of Dorf.
I mean, if it's some like dating game featuring Tim Conway, I think I'm in.
Yeah, maybe.
Also like to wrap up Ticket to Ride Legacy. I've heard of that. That one I've heard of. Samurai says that he has a copy of Dune Imperium still in the shrink wrap and a half dozen Kickstarter games that they bought out of boredom during the pandemic. Well, who can blame you for that?
I mean, I remember we've gotten a couple games where Ed and I have fully intended to play them. We open the box. We pull out the instruction manual. It's got 175 pages. We put the instruction manual back in the box. And close the box and never talk about it again.
Could we watch a tutorial on YouTube? Maybe, but we won't.
Yeah.
Godzilla fan over on the D3 forums or the 505 forums.
Gojira!
Says, for kids, Candyland is a great game for teaching colors and numbers. But for the rest of us, Candyland is snoozeville / boredom town. Because there is zero skill involved. An unthinking automaton could play it. That's why I've also come to dislike the classic card game War. Sure. Did you know you can't play
Candyland for money in Vegas?
Yeah, you can play War against a casino. I don't know why you would, but...
I don't know. Ask your wife. She played.
She did. Well, got to try it once, I guess. I don't know.
I just played Candyland this last weekend.
For money?
No. It was okay. I won for the first time in ages.
Nice.
So does this vote... I mean, does Godzilla fan's comment count as a vote in our... It won't change the outcome, but...
No, he didn't know. That's not an official vote.
He just said Candyland was boring. Like, okay.
Why?
Right.
Still be better than the alternative game.
Yeah, what was the other game?
Was it Operation?
It was Operation, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think... But yeah, I don't think it's not an unofficial vote, but I don't think a vote against something counts as a vote for the other thing. Like, if it had said Candyland is boring... Operation is way better, then sure, that's clearly a vote for Operation, but just Candyland is boring. I mean, I voted for Candyland, and I could make that same observation.
Aestheticist is on the internet, it sure does. It's not wrong. So in any case, that's what the comments were. Hey, thanks, Willie.
All right, let's go into the board game bracket then.
Okay.
Brought to you by Insert Your Name Here, Afi. Where apparently I'm hosting this week, where Ray is going to discuss the virtues of Rummy Cube, however you'd like to pronounce this game, versus Ian heading up Connect 4. But first, Ray, tell me who won last week.
It was a, well, we'll call it a decisive victory. Operation moves on to the next level.
Oh.
Boy, I also voted for Candylandy.
That's fair. After having seen this picture that Samurai has posted in the Discord of the two children at the start of the game, it's so disorienting. Yes. I'm really mad at it. Why is his hand... Why is he using his left arm to reach behind his back to grab her right hand?
Her left hand.
Her left hand. That's just nonsense.
Yeah. Well, his right hand's holding that candy cane. He's busy.
Yeah, but still, that can't be. oh well.
Next time you're over, we'll go jog through the backyard. I'll put my left hand behind my back, and we'll skip through the backyard, and we'll see how it goes. I'll get a candy cane.
I'll make a special trip down. That sounds dope.
who wants to go first?
I suppose I can.
All right.
So, Rummikub is how we always pronounced it. It's actually kind of based on Rummy, so maybe it's Rummikub. But, Rummy, Gin Rummy. But this is not played with cards. This is a tile-based game. I think it's up to 4 players. And the goal is to be the first to empty your rack of tiles. So you get, there's 106 tiles, each player draws 14, you take turns placing tiles from your rack into sets of 3. You can manipulate tiles that are already on the board, and you can play off, once you play, you can then play off of other people's tiles. Other than that, it's very much like Rummy. You draw, if you can't play, you have to draw a tile. So that's a penalty because your goal is to get rid of all your tiles. You score with both negative and positive points. Losers add up the value of their tiles left in the rack, so you want to play your big ones first. The winner gets a sum of all the losers' scores, so winning is a drastic change. So, and I don't know, people play to, 500 or something like that? I don't think there's any set goal. It depends on how long you want to play the game. But maybe there is, and I just don't remember. But in any case, that's basically it. It's a tile game based on Rummy. I enjoy it. It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's got, you can make a set of 3. You could make a run.
Right.
There are wild cards that you can, if you could replace. Like, if you use a wild card to make 4, 5, 6, 7, and the 7 is the wild card, and then you play a 7 later, you could move that wild card to somewhere else on the board.
Oh, that's a good point. Yes, forgot about that.
Yeah. So there's a little bit more strategy to the game. If you can manipulate the wilds to, you know, dump your hand.
Sweet.
All right, Ian.
Maybe I should learn that someday. It sounds a little fun.
Hit us with Connect 4.
All right.
Very sneaky, sis.
Right. Pretty sneaky, sis. Let's talk about The Captain's Mistress, which, of course, everybody knows what this game is. Also known as 4 in a Row, also known as Connect 4. As a matter of fact, until I looked into this, I had no idea it was called The Captain's Mistress.
I didn't either, but
that's
now it sounds much cooler.
It does sound much cooler. It sounds needlessly edgy for what it is. But what it is a vertical 6 row by 7 column circular grid. Then you, after you have removed the top from the game, you rotate it. You place the game board inside the overturned top of your Connect 4 box, corner to corner. This will catch all the pieces when the game is over so that they don't spill out on the table and make a whole bunch of unnecessary noise and mess. You alternate red, black, taking turns. You're attempting to create 4 in a row while simultaneously preventing your opponent from 4 in a row. 4 in a row can be achieved horizontally, vertically, or diagonally.
Diagonally!
What?
I'm just playing the commercials in my head.
Oh, I was like... I'm sure that's what I said. And I don't know. I think Connect 4 is a great, like, beginner to moderate tier strategy game.
Yeah, I think it's good for kids to learn some strategy. Yeah,
absolutely. I started playing this with my son very early on, and the more we play, the less savagely I beat him. And then he got good and started beating me. So
and you were quick.
I'm pleased with the... No, I was pleased with the progress. It was good. It's a fun game. I think it's a challenging game. Have you ever, by chance, now again, I have the advantage here because I take my kid to arcades when we see them, and they usually have a basketball version of Connect 4. It's like the basketball shooting hoops game, except into a Connect 4 grid, and then It makes like a digital display of the game, and you have your four shots in a row wins, just like the game. It's fantastic.
Oh, okay.
I also have a ping pong or beer pong or a pong variant of the game where it's seven. It's the grid is similar, but it's you know ping pong ball wide, so you bounce it on the ground, bounce it into the grid, and wherever it goes down, four in a row that way. So basketball and the pong, a little less definitive strategy because there is an element of, you know, chance and actual physical ability in there. But yeah, classic Connect Four, fantastic strategy game. I feel like everybody knows it and everybody likes it. Whenever you go to any sort of outdoor seating at any sort of food establishment, they have an oversized game of Connect Four out there to entertain kids and family.
What'd you say it was called? The Shipwright's Mistress? What was it?
What? Captain, the shipwright. What'd you say it was called? The Gaffer's Gal? No.
Oh, is that the Boatswain's Beauty? What is that?
Still no. Yes. So, I say...
it's like Barker's Beauties, but for bosuns.
Yeah. I say the old, good old Milton Bradley, Hasbro, Connect Four. But if you want to adult it up a little bit, the Captain's Mistress, same game. But yeah, so you will have an opportunity to vote for one of these two, either Rummy Cube, or Connect Four. There'll be an opportunity here in the Discord, where by simply picking one of the two reactions that Samurai will post, we'll let you vote for that, and then of course you can. Email your votes to Ray in a variety of ways. Same way you reach Willie, actually.
There you go.
You can just send it with Willie.
I like that summary. I should have used it earlier.
Thanks, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, very good. What do we got next? Oh, once again then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump
you up.
Oh, my greatest and oldest nemesis, the... anniversary is upon us, so we have an unlimited supply of boosted characters. Now, fortunately, my collaborator and longtime friend Samurai has made me a giant cheat sheet in the infographics, and because there are so many boosted characters, he has condensed the information into painless little snippets for each character, and I feel like you guys... at this point in this segment, can extrapolate a lot of these on your own. If you have any questions, please email them to Ray or harass us here in the Discord. Starting with the three stars. Angel, all three powers will deal more damage. Beast, stronger strike, attack, and protect tiles and more damage from green. Black Panther, black AoE boosted as the yellow strike tile is boosted. Carol, she does a bit more damage. Who is that? Daredevil. He kicks you in the head real hard now. Hey, it's me, Deadpool. His whales is even better if you use the normal version, not the big version. Hood, he's got big old twin pistols. Everybody's favorite, the Iron Fist. His big punch and his strike tiles.
Attack tiles?
Does he have a... attack tiles? Doesn't he? He's got an attack tile that just reappears every time you mash it away.
When you do the green kick
puts
out green, puts out strike, everything. Yep. All his damage and all his special tiles are going to be improved. Loki has a bit more health. Magneto, blue and red do more damage. More damage from Scarlet Witch's Reality Crush. More red AoE out of three-star She-Hulk. Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man is doing more yellow damage and stronger protects. And Ian's favorite... Thor, more damage, and more AoE. The four stars that are boosted this week. This looks like recently reworked Captain America, worthy version. He does more damage. All-time great Carol. She does more damage and better strikes. Cyclops. His red's sawing people in half again. More damage out of Elsa Bloodstone. Duck Duck Loose is working even overtime for... Howard the Duck. Icarus, not someone I know a ton about, doesn't do that much.
Love his comment on Icarus. Meh.
Meh. I didn't want them to think that I was talking about Meh.
Sure.
That was my only hesitation there. Icarus. poor Icarus. Anyway, recently reworked Invisible Woman. Tons of green damage. Better blue strike tiles. Another personal favorite is good old Moon Knight. Black and green damage are boosted. Croissants for everyone. More red damage from the Bampster. Nova, he's doing more better strike tiles and more damage. Joe's favorite, Professor Charles Xavier. That 5-star matchy-match damage is all boosted, as is his tile creation and boosting. Oh. Super Skrull, he is a character in this game. red and green damage from the Thing. Buffed green and yellow damage for Venom. X-Force Wolverine Surgical Strike. It's extra powerful, as is his recently reworked green. And finally, X-23. Green and purple damage is up, and her red healing is also increased. 5 stars. Holy smokes, so many boosted characters. We've got Cable. His yellow strikes and his green plasma barrage. Let's see, green and purple damage for the 5-star version of the Daredevil. And the 5-star version of the Daredevil that is filled with Elektra. Her red damage is boosted. The once all-powerful 5-star Gambit. His red aces and eights are doing more damage. Green Goblin, don't get hit by that glider. It will kill you.
True that. Mm-hmm.
Recently reworked classic Bruce Banner version of the Hulk. Kind of does some stuff. What is that, Immortal Hulk?
Yep.
He was already unstoppable. I assume he's extra unstoppable now. Yep, that AoE is very powerful. It's harder to work with Okoye because he's buffed. Nice. Jean, I remember her. Another classic 5-star. Strikes and red damage are increased. Spider-Man.
Isn't that May?
May
is, I don't know. I don't even recognize
that's May
that.
Parker.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, May Parker. I've heard of her. This is kind of unfair to boost her 2 weeks in a row.
True.
Super Moon Knight is super boosted. More croissants. More nightmares. She-Hulk. Or Immortal She-Hulk. Yes. Jeez. All right. Boosting her and I-Hulk is just wrong. Oh, good old 5-star Silver Surfer. Red Punch and that black hole thing you're doing stuff. Back in Black Spider-Man. He's throwing cars at you. And back in regular costume Spider-Man. His green and red are both very effective.
Phew.
Whew. That is a lot of things. Let's see what Samurai has to say about all these things.
Nothing.
Hello? Nope, not at all. He has absolutely tapped into my soft spot for PSAs and charity announcements and says, "Hello, folks. The western part of my state got hammered very hard by Hurricane Helene. It's going to take them a long time to fully recover, but there are things people can help with, especially short-term assistance. In addition to the Red Cross and the United Way, there are a number of regional organizations that could use your help. Beloved Asheville, Operation Airdrop, Community Foundation of North Carolina, Day One Relief, Foothills Food Hub, Hunger and Health Coalition, Boone, North Carolina, Hearts with Hands in Asheville, and Sawanawa.
Sawanawa.
Mana Food Bank of Asheville, Diaper Bank of North Carolina, and Community Housing Coalition of Madison County. So, thank you very much to Samurai, and thank you for anybody who takes note of his heeding. So, unlimited people are boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify.
If you do want to take a look at that list later on, you can go to PuzzleWarriors3.com, look at this episode, and the current infographic will be listed on there with all those organizations on it.
Ian, hit me with some refreshing pop-up.
Oh, Craig, prepare to be totally refreshed.
All right.
This week... I got you a quintet.
Ooh.
So we're okay here. Right. Five's a little heavy, but not too bad. And their name, I believe I'm supposed to pronounce this as Artemis.
I would think.
A-R-T-M-S. It seems logical. Now, I will tell you that Artemis tricked me into listening to their music because their name is Artemis, and I enjoy Greek mythology. Not only do I not enjoy Artemis, but they broke me so bad that I think they've broken the segment for me. The song that I chose was awful. The worst part was the video. The video opens with a warning that it's a standard caution, epilepsy, lots of flashing stuff. I'm like, cool, I don't have epilepsy. I'll give this a shot. I was wrong. I don't currently have epilepsy, but I was in pain watching the video, not only because of the flashing lights, but the, I don't even know what you would call them, the videographer on that was a 13-year-old kid with an iPhone 15. It was the worst. The quality was awful, but not intentionally awful. Not they were trying, they weren't trying to make it like retro or anything. It was like a child shot the video, and it was, the video quality was, God darn it. I obviously don't know them, so I don't want to speak badly about Artemis, but that video sucked. So hopefully, you know, normally I can just look past it and say, nah, they're not for me, and, you know, but maybe they're for you, but they shouldn't be for anybody. They're just, they're not at the level that these other bands that I've been listening to are at. These are, these, this is like, the, I've dipped into the scrub league, apparently, and I can't go further into the scrub league. So, thanks to Artemis, next week's Pop Pop segment will no longer include K-pop, but a surprise pop to go along with my beverage segment. We, and now on to my beverage segment.
Craig and I don't even know what it's going to be, so I'll be surprised.
Top secret. Let me tell you about this week's root beer. The Berghoff Root Beer Company making this Berghoff root beer that I'm enjoying right now. It is what... So I've been consuming a lot of pop, not only in my lifetime, but specifically in this segment. And obviously you've learned that I gravitate towards sarsaparillas and root beers, but also enjoy all sorts of pop and pop-related beverages. This is immediately one of my top five best root beers I've ever had. The effervescence in this is almost, it's so low, you might even argue that it's flat, but I assure you it's not. But it allows so much of the flavor to come through. And it, the nose on the root beer, it is, it's everything you think root beer should be, whether or not that's what root beer smells like, I don't know. But when I smelled this, when's the last time you've eaten a root beer barrel?
It's been a long time.
Ever?
Long time.
It smells exactly like that. Hmm. So whatever, you know, Central Casting believes that, that, you know, root beer is supposed to smell like in the Matrix, that's what this root beer smells like. And I its flatness and its root beeriness is absolutely fantastic. So I would say Berghoff, Berghoff Root Beer, not a sponsor. Go check them out. I loved it.
It was much better than Cats?
It was much better than Cats. I will drink this again and again.
All right.
So, for at least for the first beta iteration of Pop Pop, thanks one final time to Pop Pop and Mystify.
Magnified.
No, Magnify.
Yeah. Magnified.
I'll give Mystify two shout-outs.
More importantly, do you have steam open?
He sent me one of my favorite root beers that I've ever tasted. That I am root.
Right.
Root-themed root beer. So good. God. I think about it sometimes. oh, come on. I couldn't even stall, Craig. It's updating. You guys have to go first.
Yeah, I got that just after we sat down. But I did get it updated in time, and I believe I'm still only doing one. So I'm going to go ahead, and I got a 4-star Reptile Ankylo Armor.
All right, I'm going to open 10 of these while we wait for you.
Okey-doke.
Yeah, please do. That would be great.
All right, we got Rye Rye Will.i.am's. Bubbles.
Ooh, she's boosted.
Quake.
Not boosted.
Puck.
Not boosted.
That's a purple. Kate Parker.
Woo!
Second purple.
Woo!
Hot Pool. Domino. Patsy. Another purple. Another Kane Parker.
Wow.
And Wiccan. I think all these Kane Parkers are going to be all in the same color, and that's probably not good. Oh, I've got to hit the save button, so you know that's never good. Oh, yeah, he's at like a 7-0-2 at this point.
Nice. That sounds terrible.
Hot Pool, however, is at a 1-2-5. So there you go.
That's still not great.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to be waiting for next week. Next week, Agatha, Deadpool, and Nova. are all at 111.
Hmm.
Nice. All right. Speaking of my one cover, hey, it's a 5-star. Hey, it's Kane Parker.
Was it the Red Power?
Mark of Kane. Yep.
Yep.
That's what they're giving out today, I hear.
Yeah, that one's on sale, apparently.
That's what I got in my basket of treats, taking my Kane Parker to the ever-popular 201.
I got a rock.
As always, thank you to the OG.
This guy.
This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The Podcast Network, which is known as the soon-to-be-named network, which is available at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Is this show and several other excellent podcasts working alongside one another to bring you excellent variety in your podcasting listening day. Check them out at Soon To Be Named Network, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
No, not on-air stuff. I have other follow-ups, but...
Hey, right now it's top of the eighth. The Mets are up 3-2.
That's not good.
No, that is good.
They're winning. They were up 3-1 before. Well, that's not good.
As long as they win, I don't care what the score is.
Okay.
I think that's it then. So thanks everybody for joining us. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Willie's mailbag. And we will pull those out next week and give them a go. If you want to go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some things. We will get some money on the back end there. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, he's so high, high above me.
Discord didn't like you.
No. Discord was mad about your singing and saved us from another copyright infringement lawsuit.
One time. Good night.
Well, goodbye, friends.
Good night.